Could you believe that this morning, live, we have Jack LaLanne on this radio station? Jack LaLanne, welcome to KFRO Radio.
I'm very flattered and honored that you'd like me having you on your program.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, you know, you just did so much for the American public. You know, you interested people in good health and physical activity, and now you're interested in them in good nutrition, and you're an inspiration. You're 79 years old, is that right? An inspiration for people as they...
Doctor, you take your inspiration, you give me perspiration.
Is that how you do it?
That's what we need, boy. You can take the positive doer, thinkers, give me a positive doer. You know, somebody thinks, they wish, they want to do these things, but you got to get Americans acting into doing something.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you start out? 79...
I was a weak, sick kid. I was a full-blown sugarholic by the time I was very, very young. By the time I was 14 and a half years old, I had to drop out of school for 6 months because I was psychotic. Everything my whole life was sugar, sugar, sugar. Hmm. I was about 30 pounds underweight, getting failing grades in school. I was thinking of suicide, tried to kill my brother on a couple occasions. When I dropped out of school for 6 months due to doctor's orders, I attended a health lecture. There was a gentleman named Paul Bragg. He was an old-time nutritionist, and he is the first man that ever said that we could change our lives by what we ate. So I was so inspired by that lecture that one night I went strict vegetarian. I gave up all white flour, white sugar, all man-processed, emasculated food, went on natural foods, and my whole life changed. In 1 week's time, I was born again, absolutely. I used to have these blinding headaches, and I quit the sugar and quit eating all the trash foods. And in my whole life, in 1 week, it was incredible. That's why I'm so enthusiastic about my profession.
Well, you know, Jack LaLanne, this absolutely surprises me, and I'm thrilled to hear it. I always, you know, knew you as a fitness person, somebody who swam and dragged rowboats behind you and all kinds of things, but I never thought of you as somebody who was also interested in vegetarian nutrition.
Well, absolutely. That was the whole thing. See, I started nutrition first, really.
Mm-hmm.
See, my mother was a... do you have anything to do with St. Helena Sanitarium?
Do I have anything to do with St. Helena?
Yes.
I run a program there. I've been running a program.
I saw something in the bio.
Yes.
Well, you know, my mother was a strict Seventh-day Adventist.
I see.
And I was raised Seventh-day Adventist.
And still you got into the sugars.
Oh, yeah, we got up for the sugar thing right there.
So it wasn't meat anyways. Sugar's not meat,
anyway,
so I suppose it's okay, right?
But my mother started making her own bread and making her own food and all this thing, you know.
Hmm.
But then about the time I got into the exercise thing when I was 15.
Well, it's really fascinating to hear you started as an Adventist and you started as a vegetarian and influenced the world tremendously in terms of physical fitness. But I guess, well, we'll find out why your emphasis, at least in the public eye, was not vegetarianism and good nutrition as we get back. Jack LaLanne, that's right, Jack LaLanne, who we all grew up with us today. And maybe you have a question for Jack, and if you do, 707-270-1350 or just 270-1350 will do it for most of you. Tell Jack LaLanne about your experiences with exercise and good nutrition and what he meant in your lives as you were growing up. So you were a weakling, you were a person who lived on sugar, and yet you had that Adventist influence. Did you live up here in the Napa Valley area, Jack LaLanne?
No, we had a ranch up there. But I was born in San Francisco, and I went to Golden Gate Academy, you know, in Oakland. And then I graduated from Berkeley High and started out at the University of California. I was going to be a medical doctor. And my mother wanted me to be a medical doctor and go to Africa and help the African. But I had different ideas, so I went my way in.
So you were sickly, you felt terrible. You know, you had that Adventist background, which probably
Adventist background didn't come till later. See, I'm the one that really got my mother into this.
Oh, you did?
See, my mother wasn't following. She wasn't into Adventism really all the way yet.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I became ill, she ended up in a sanitarium for 3 months because she'd been worrying about me so much. So when she got out of the sanitarium, she saw the tremendous change in me, and I'm the one that got her started into eating properly, you know, making her own bread and doing the whole thing, and got her exercising. She lived to be 95.
Hmm.
Where my dad, he thought everything I was doing was a bunch of bull, and he says, oh, you know, you kids, you know, you, I love to eat and all this stuff. So he died in his early 40s.
Well, that's too bad. He didn't learn that lesson from you. It's hard to learn from
people, I realize, they kill themselves with their knives and their fork.
What were you recommending back then, say 50 years ago, in terms of, it'd be more than that, it'd be maybe 60 years ago in terms of good nutrition to people? It was a vegetarian diet?
My whole thing was not vegetarian.
Mm.
I was vegetarian for 6 years, but then I became a champion athlete, and I was professional Mr. America. I won best chest and best back in Mr. America. Then we started, you know, I started eating meat and we started experimenting. I started experimenting with nutrition. But my concept has always been, if man makes it, don't eat it. I mean, I try to eat the natural foods and natural states as much as possible.
Let me ask you.
In moderation and balance things up.
Well, so say we start with this whole grain vegetarian diet. Have you discovered over the years any advantage to adding meat to the diet? Does it make more muscle? Does it do anything?
You don't need muscle. You can get protein from the vegetable kingdom. You can get it from supplements. You get it from many, many ways. If people get their adequate amount of protein, say if 60 or 80 or 100 grams a day, whatever your activities are, it doesn't make any difference what you get it from, just so it's complete.
So I
get most of my protein from egg whites.
So do you think egg whites makes a better bodybuilder?
There's no doubt about it. Absolutely. Biologically, the best protein known to man are egg whites.
Hmm. And you think that this, you don't eat the yellows, though.
You don't eat the
cholesterol part and the fat part, just the whites. And as far as bodybuilders in your experience, and I ask you this because I get asked all the time. People call me and say, well, you know, my son is a bodybuilder and he won't give up eating lots and lots of cow meat and pig meat and chicken meat because he believes that if he gives these things up, he won't grow big muscles. What do you think? Do you think there's any validity to this?
There's no validity. The bodybuilders, where you get the most the results from is the vigorous, violent exercise that they do.
You mean they got to work hard to get these big muscles?
Oh, yeah. Doesn't come out of the sky.
That's not the easy way. I just want to hear all I have to do is eat more muscle, and I'll get my...
top bodybuilders, Mr. America's and Mr. Universe, these guys work 6-8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
They eat 10,000 calories a day is nothing.
And you did that at one time.
What young bodybuilders should do is eat more grain. Wheat, corn, barley, all your legumes, all your beans, more fruits, more vegetables, nuts and raisins and dates, all these natural foods. And I would not say, because eggs, again, they haven't proven conclusively about the cholesterol in the egg, but these kids are exercising vigorously. Eggs are a perfect food. So I would recommend that they can eat maybe 3 or 4 egg whites a week or something, but then the rest of protein, get it from egg whites, because there's 7 grams of protein in an egg and only 15 calories. And it's a perfect protein.
Well, Jacqueline, you've been recommending this kind of eating for, you know, 50, 60 years.
I've been doing this since I've been 15.
So it's been 60 years. So tell me, what was people's reactions to you 50 years ago when you would say, hey, you know, you really ought to give up your meat, you really ought to give up your dairy?
When I was in high school and I was going to this college and all, I was a strict vegetarian. I was eating no cakes, no pies, no candy, no ice cream, no hot dogs. Everybody thought I was a liar. I was a cheat. The doctor said, don't you go to that Jacqueline. You'll get a heart attack. You'll wreck your sex life. You'll get hemorrhoids. And I was the first one in the world, doctor, to have athletes working out with a weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the first one in the world to have women working out with a weight. And all the coaches, they said, don't you go to that Jacqueline. You'll get muscle bound. You won't be able to swim. You won't be able to throw a baseball. You women will look like men. This is what I had to contend with. I was a real, real nut. You talk about the Jack and all that guy with the big muscles, you know, and he's a champion athlete and he does all that weight training and all that stuff. Absolutely a nut.
Was it sour grapes? I mean, were they jealous?
Who?
Those people who called you nuts, were they jealous?
Absolutely, but they knew. But see, it was ignorance. They knew. What did they know about nutrition then? And what I was doing, it was 30 years ahead of my time. So when you become that revolutionary and that far out advanced, people are going to look at you with suspect, right?
I think you're still 30 years ahead of your time.
But anyway, so how I got started, I would go to the high school at noontime. I'd wear a tight T-shirt because everybody knew me. And I would pick out the skinniest kid I could find. I'd pick out the fattest kid I could find because nobody wants to be skinny or fat. The kids want to be natural and have fun and want to go out and dates and play sports. So I'd get these kids' phone numbers and their address and their name. And at night, I'd go solicit their folks. If I would visit 50 kids' homes, I would sign up 50 out of 50. We'd take these kids, some of the skinny kids, I'd put 40 and 50 pounds on them in 4 and 5 months. One fat kid, I took 111 pounds off in 8 months. And the whole idea, the whole reputation of Jacqueline changed dramatically in less than a year.
And
these
kids,
they were all getting failing grades, and my God, I got them in the gym working out, and they all became good students and terrific athletes. The word got around. Boy, that Jacqueline, what he did to this guy and what he did to this. Pretty soon, I had so many young kids, I had to shut down the membership. Then the folks started to come. they said, boy, if you can do something with my kid like that, you can do something with me. And then pretty soon the husbands came first, the fathers. Then they got such great results, then I started getting the wives. And then after a while, I had to build a gym for the businessmen and one for the women, and I had a health food store and a health food restaurant all in the same building.
Well, this is really interesting to hear, and I'll tell you, we're going to get more information out of Jack LaLanne. We're going to have to drag it out, though. I think we're going to have to drag this information out of him. Dr. Jack LaLanne, you could have done it. Medical school was easy compared to what you did, Jack LaLanne, in terms of getting people to listen. Very, very bold approach. Went to the people and said, this is the way it's got to be done. Just do it. And let's get our callers on. Jane, welcome to the show. You're on with Jack LaLanne.
Thank you, Dr. McDougall. Hello, Jack LaLanne.
Good morning.
I think I have one of your books, but like everybody else, it's been on the shelf. So it's really interesting to hear you. I just wondered why you're not on a talk circuit in our schools to educate the children so they in turn can help the parents. My next question, what are your reactions when you see the malls with the colorful candy jars enticing the weak?
Okay, Jack LaLanne, why aren't you...
I have a heck of a time hearing you.
Yeah, but it's because of our setup here. Your hearing, I'm sure, is absolutely perfect still.
What was the first question?
Well, let me give it to you, and I'll repeat the questions from all the callers, because this happens sometimes. The question is, why, you know, you did such a wonderful job. You were out there convincing parents and kids 50 years ago. Why aren't you still doing that? Everybody knows you.
My whole life is lectures and seminars. I lecture to medical groups. I lecture to presidents of big corporations, colleges. This is a big part of my life.
So
if anybody wants more information, they can call us at Post Office Box 2, Hollywood, California, and the zip is 90078. 90078, Post Office Box 2, Hollywood.
How about, can they call the 805 number for BFIT Enterprises?
Yeah, they can do that, too.
Well, let me give you the BFIT Enterprises number. It's 805-772-8000. And the next part of Jane's question is, what's your reaction, not just to the candy that you see in the shopping centers, but, you know, all the junk food, the proliferation of junk food, and the fact that, you know, we had a report last weekend that said that Americans are fatter than they've ever been before?
You know, to me, this is a travesty. We spend billions and billions of dollars helping foreign nations. We should clean our house up. We should start this nutrition. See, I was allowed to suffer for nearly 14 years of my life, I suffered the tortures of the damned because my mother knew nothing about nutrition. My mother is the one responsible for me becoming a sugarholic with all the junk she fed me. And nutrition should start in the house. The women should get the whole milk out of the house, all the white flour, the white sugar, have more fruits and vegetables and natural foods in the house. The kids should be taught this in school right from kindergarten up. And it's going to happen sometime, but it just takes so slow. If we'd put some of this money and time and effort into this thing, we'd get the job done more quickly, and we need more role models. The thing that's killing us today are fellas like Magic Johnson, O.J. Simpson, Madonna. All these people are taking millions and millions of dollars for, you know, commercials, selling all this junk that's killing our kids. And I'm convinced that the overconsumption of white flour, white sugar, all the insecticides, pesticides we're eating today is responsible for so many people being hooked on dope. If you're not eating properly, you have a vitamin and mineral deficiency, it affects one's brain. You lose your self-esteem. You can't make decisions. Your function, your brain just does not function properly. You're psychotic. So you're getting no happiness out of life. So these people are, so I want something a little better. They get on this dope thing and get them feeling a little better. That's where it starts, right there with basic nutrition and basic exercise should start from this kid immediately.
Well, hearing from you, an emphasis on nutrition is really a surprise of this.
Why a surprise? I've been into all my life.
Yeah, I know, but
I was on television 34 years. Every day of my life on television, I give a little two-minute pep talk. It had to do with nutrition or some face or facet of nutrition.
So you just have to forgive me. I didn't realize that this was such a big part of your life, Jack LaLanne. I thought that, I just knew you as somebody who was always very interested in exercise. All the reports of you doing these swimming events and other feats, I mean, that's what came out. They didn't sit down and say, Jack LaLanne ate 3 plates of vegetables. What a fantastic...
I never have ever have done it without nutrition.
Huh.
Not with the genes that I have. See, I wasn't born with these great genes like some of these people. So I'm a great believer. Forget the genes that you have, but do the best you can with what you have. That's the key to anything in life. Work to your potential. Work to your maximum. We're all kings. We're all queens. We're all wonderful. We're all geniuses. If we could just have the health and the concentration and the guts and the willpower to go ahead and develop the habits that make us what we are, to bring out the best.
Yeah.
Anybody can do it, and it's never too old. I don't care if you're 90 years old, you can still improve, absolutely.
You are really an inspiration. Let's talk to Ellie. Ellie, you're on with Jack LaLanne.
Yes, Jack, I wanted to thank you, because 34 years ago, when I was pregnant with my first child, I was exercising with you on TV. I wanted to tell you a story that a friend of mine had told me recently. His father had gone to school with you in San Francisco, and they would go on to beach parties, and they would all laugh at you as you drank your carrot juice, and they drank their beer. And as my friend told me, now all of his father and all of his friends are dead, and you're selling juicers on TV.
How about that?
Well, yeah, that's right. He who laughs, laughs. Laughs very best.
You know, I'm glad you're watching my TV show. You and I spent a lot of time on the floor together.
We sure did. Thank you.
That's great, Ellie. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. That's just the way it is. Jack, could you stay with us a little longer?
What's that?
Could you stay with us a little longer?
You name it, we do it.
All right, you stay on the line, because there are lots of people who want to talk to you.
I want to congratulate you right now for doing such a great job and inspiring and motivating the people to take better care of the God-given gift of our bodies and our minds. And I just wish and pray there were more programs like yours. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much, Jack. I don't know whether you've ever had a chance to read any of my books or not.
No, I haven't right now. No. I'm going to do all that.
Well,
I've been so busy lately. I've been traveling and going
sure
out
you
of town
have.
And doing things. And,
well,
I'm definitely going to catch up.
I believe a lot of things that you believe,
Hey, Doctor, truth is truth. How can you deny the truth? You know, do you think that man... You know, a lot of people say, you know, we have a supreme being. We have an omnipotent power that's in us and around us that put all this together. Do you think that man could ever make a calculator like your brain? Do you think that man could ever make a pumping system like your heart? Do you think that man could ever make a filtering system like your kidneys? Do you think that man could ever make a machine like the human body? The only way you can hurt it is don't use it. Remember, the good book says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And by the sweat of your brow, and God helps them that help themselves.
Those are well-spoken words. But people need the right information. And I ask you, Jacqueline, do you feel a little bit frustrated? I mean, here you're a man who's worked with this message for 60 years, and still reports come out like last week that Americans are fatter now than they were 10 years ago. Cancer's on the rise and so on. I mean, the truth is the truth, but is it rising to the surface fast enough?
That just makes me going to work harder. I'm going to make myself a better example. I'll be 80 next month. And I'm going to make myself a better example. I'm going to make myself a role model, and I'm going to work harder to get the truth out. It's up to me. I mean, I feel like I'm a missionary. You know, Dr. Vincent Peale was a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Jack, you should have been a Methodist minister. I said, Dr. Peale, you're for the hereafter. I'm for the here now. That's
right.
What I want to do. I want to tell people that are here now to do the best they possibly can, and they can do it, and it's never too late, and we've got the ammunition to do it. But I said, we just have to get more advertisement. Everything in our society is controlled by propaganda, right? And advertising. We have to put more money and more good people advertising and propagandizing our profession of the truth.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be good?
Doctor, if I get a little enthusiastic, I mean to be.
Oh.
You know, if something saved your life, which exercise did to me, you'd be enthusiastic too, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. But wouldn't it be more fair or more to the point to say that the reason the message is not popular is because it is of no financial advantage to anybody to be healthy?
Well, that's a part of it, naturally, you know, but...
You know, if you can make good health profitable, if people made buckets full of money by getting other people healthy, it would be a situation where people would be falling all over each other trying to get healthy.
You know how it's going to start? I mean, how it could really help these big corporations and even the government or some people get behind it, and people should be rewarded for good health. Some of the insurance companies, you know, they knock your premiums down if you don't drink so much, if you don't smoke, if you don't do all this and this.
Mm-hmm.
But the big corporation, they should have some bonus, have some retribution for these people who normalize their weight, their blood pressure, and have a certain regime and really keep themselves looking well and feeling well, they should be rewarded some way. I think that could be incorporated in business in America somehow.
Well, Jack LaLanne, you could, you're the kind of man that has the influence and the recognition that could get insurance companies to listen to that. Let's see what Kathy has to say to Jack LaLanne. Hello, Kathy. You're on with Jack LaLanne.
Hi, Jack.
Hello, Kathy. Boy, you're looking great.
Oh, well, thank you, you know.
I can see right through.
Oh, I am Jimmy Payne's daughter.
What?
I'm Jimmy Payne's daughter.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to see Jimmy Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. We're looking forward to seeing you.
I appreciate your calling. Jimmy Payne was one of my first students and one of the strongest, one of the greatest athletes I've ever knew in my whole life. Just a tremendous human being, and he's in his 70s now and still going strong, and he's just incredible.
You were my father's inspiration.
Oh, listen, I'm very flattered, you know, to have good friends like that. People like Jimmy Payne that helped Jack LaLanne get started in this profession. One little success that I do have and I have achieved, it's attributable to people like Jimmy who were my friends who believed it and lived it and were examples.
Well, my father's who he is today because of you also.
Does he eat a good diet, Kathy?
My father's a very healthy man.
Does he eat a good diet or just
lunches? Yes, no. My father eats very well. We were trained or raised that way. We probably aren't as strict as we should be now, but we work on it all the time. But my father is very into everything Jack says, and it's been a way of life for him all of his life.
And he was Mr. Olympia and had a TV show in San Francisco in the 50s, is that right?
He was Mr. America.
Mr. America.
Yes, and he had a TV show. We had the Junior Mr. and Miss America Club, which was a children's exercise show.
Boy, things might have been better back then. What do you think?
My dad and Jack were both ahead of their time. My father wanted to work with children and have them exercise, and the show did go well for a few, you know, for about 5-6 years. But now it seems to be more, I don't know exactly what to say, but popular to be into the health. Finally, it's about time.
Do you think that men like your father and Jack LaLanne, finally, their message has come to the surface, and it's getting to everybody.
That's exactly, yes. Well, I think finally it's starting to hit home, and people are recognizing that they weren't a bunch of nuts, that they knew what they were talking about.
That must make you feel real good, Kathy, to know that your dad did so much to contribute. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Okay, well, we'll see you Saturday, Jack.
Okay, dear.
All right, well, Jack, you hold on there, because other people want to talk to you. I'm Dr. McDougall. What an opportunity for the people in the North Bay area to hear from one of the health giants of our century, and that's Jack LaLanne. What enthusiasm, not only enthusiasm, but knowledge on how to stay healthy and how to deal with the healthcare problems and so on. Anyway, you have a chance. Two lines open if you'd like to talk to Jack LaLanne. 270-1350, or you can call us at 1-800-570-TALK. You sat in your living rooms with your parents, probably, with your mother, doing exercise with Jack LaLanne every day, and here's your chance. You had a question for Jack? You want to ask him if he got all those muscles by hard work or good nutrition or just was born with them? Well, I think you've heard that already. Let's talk to Ben in Windsor. Ben, you're on with Jack LaLanne.
Hi, thank you very much. Jack, I want you to know about 35 years ago, I took your mail order course, and I think it helped me at the time. However, there were some things on your diet, like turtle soup, I couldn't get to eat.
Turtle soup, Jack?
Doctor, that fades out completely.
We don't do turtle soup anymore, Ben.
Okay, I can't. Repeat the question.
Well, he said he bought one of your mail order courses, and he said it helped him a lot, but he couldn't find turtle soup.
Turtle soup?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I think that was on your menu. You had a menu of things to eat?
No, he said forget it, Ben. He didn't have any turtles on his menu.
Turtle soup, though.
Well, maybe...
That'll slow you down.
Maybe it was vegetarian turtle soup.
Whatever, I'm just kidding.
You know, I wrote six books.
I want to know, does he consider anything better than exercise, food, or is food, exercise, or the combination the best thing, of course?
Well, he's going to say the combination, Ben, but let me ask it this way, if it's fair. What do you think, Jack LaLanne, if you had a choice of eating well, I mean, in this hypothetical situation, eating well or exercising heavily, which is more important?
It's very simple. Look at it. Athletes, most of your All-American athletes, these are human garbage cans. These guys eat anything. Cakes, pies, ice cream, candy, junk, the worst. But they turn out to be the world's greatest athletes. See, when we have combustion engines, these kids exercise so vigorously, that they can burn things up. They become combustion in. They burn off the excess calories,
okay.
And the nutrition that puts the demands on your system, the body will get the nutrition out of it. But see, you cannot eat perfect and don't exercise. It's impossible. The key is, number one is exercise. Number two, and that's like a king, and a queen. Exercise is king, nutrition is queen. You put them together, you've got a kingdom.
Thank you.
Isn't that well put, Ben?
Wonderful. Thank you for having Jack on.
Don't you wish that when you were 80 years old that you could be so articulate and have things so well together?
Yeah, and I've seen the things he does, pulling boats with his rope in his mouth and a locomotive and things like that. I'm very impressed.
Do you still do that, Ben? Do you still do that, Jack LaLanne? Do you still pull boats?
If I do another feat, what I have planned is maybe next this summer or something, I'm going to swim from Catalina to Los Angeles underwater. That's 26 miles. I'll be underwater maybe 22 or 23 hours. That'll be the next feat I've done.
And how are you going to do that? You're going to take a little oxygen along? You're going to do this?
See, I swam the Golden Gate twice underwater. Once I took air from the top, another time I used two tanks filled to get the maximum. And but what I'll do is they'll lower tanks down to me every hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can be around me. I can't come up. I'll eat underwater, and I'll change tanks underwater. Everything will be just like that.
Now, do you wear a wetsuit when you do these things?
Oh, yeah, but a lot of my feats, I never wore a wetsuit.
Mm.
But for being underwater that 20-some hours, you have to wear a wetsuit.
That's amazing. Well, you know, you don't have to be that dramatic, I think. You know, just pulling a little boat between Catalina and Los Angeles on top of the water.
Everything I've ever done, nobody's ever done before. They're all world's records.
All right.
The reason I started doing these things, it started when I was 40 years old. You know, when you're 40 years old, most people, they're over the hill, you know. You're kind of beyond your good years. So I swam from Alcatraz to San Francisco handcuffed. I was given a prisoner's hope.
Yes.
In other words, I want to prove to the people. And then as I got older, I made the tricks more difficult. Like on my 70th birthday, I towed 70 boats with 70 people in them, and I was handcuffed and shackled, and I pulled them a mile and a half. So I just wanted to prove that as you get older, you can actually get better. You don't have to deteriorate and go back hill and then rest on your laurels. See, I'm a big, big believer that man should live to be at least 150 plus. Absolutely. And they're going to prove that. They're doing it right today. There are more people who are reaching 100, more people are reaching 90 than ever before in our history. And if they would put into practice what the doctor and I believe in about cutting your fat content down, need more natural foods in the natural state, and more vigorous exercise, that this will come to pass. Right, doctor?
Well, I'll tell you, that'll be a feat everybody will be watching for, Jack LaLanne, to see you make 150. We all want to see that.
I'm going to be 150. Stick around and find out.
Well, I want to stick around and see you be 150.
No, see, actually, I don't care how old I live, but I want to be effective, I want to be progressive, and I want to be effective while I'm here. I want to be out and help people. My whole life is helping people. I feel like I can save people's lives. So that's my whole life.
I understand exactly what you're saying. Let's talk to Josephine. Josephine, you're on with Jack LaLanne.
Yeah, hi, Jack.
Speak up, honey.
Hello, Jack.
Hi, how are you?
I remember you when you were young. Because I'm the same age as you.
What'd you say, Dr.
And I remember when you swam under the bridge. I remember your big muscles when I was a teenager even.
Well, thank you.
You're in the picture books and everything.
I still have those muscles.
And we need more models like you now for the children. That's the problem, like you said.
Thank
we
you.
Don't have any good role models.
Well, thank you very
unless
much.
Unless it's Dr. McDougall.
Josephine.
Thank you.
Was he one of your heroes, Josephine?
Yes.
I mean, is he somebody you could hardly wait to meet? Somebody?
Yeah, right. Big muscles and everything. I'm the same age.
Well, it's out. You finally got a chance
to
talk to him.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Dr. McDougall is one of my role models. I like older men.
Hey, Jack. Hold on, Jack LaLanne. I'm Dr.
Never lose your sense of humor. That's the key to longevity.
Well, that's you've given us a lot of good keys. You hold on for a moment. I'm sure there are a few more words of inspiration coming out of Jack LaLanne. We have all the lines full, so we're going to go right through the phone calls. People just can hardly wait to talk to you. They feel it's a real opportunity to get to talk to Jack LaLanne.
Well, thank you.
Made such a difference. And let's talk to Mary. You're on with Jack LaLanne. Mary?
Hi. I'm honored to talk with Jack. I remember him.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
What I wanted to know is Jimmy Payne was a friend of yours, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And he used
Jimmy Payne started my gym in Oakland, I think, when he was about 14 years old.
Is that right?
That's how long we've known each other.
Well, he used to sell
the first I started the first modern health spa in the whole United States in 1936 in Oakland, California.
And Jimmy Payne did what, Mary?
Jimmy used to sell some pills he called little liver pills, complete vitamins.
This was one of the things that helped me more than anything I've ever done in my life was hash-stone-terrilla yeast, B-complex vitamins.
Yes, do you still sell?
I used to take deep-fatted liver along with the high-strain terula yeast that has all the B-complex vitamins, all the stress factors. This helped me more than anything to stand the rigors of the cold water, you know, without using a wetsuit.
Do you still sell those?
Beg pardon?
Do you still sell those, Jeff?
Yes, we're coming out with a whole new line of products. You'll be hearing about them in the next 2 months or so.
Can I give that number out again if people want to find out about the products?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 805-772-6000.
That's 805-772-6000.
You can get all the Jack LaLanne products, and probably they can even get a juicer if they call there. What do you think, Jack?
Beg pardon?
Can they get a juicer if they call there,
you
too?
You can call in, yeah. You know, we're selling. You know, I started juicing, Doctor, when I was 15 years old.
Uh-huh.
And now we're selling our juices in France and England and Germany. I wish that every home in America could have a juicer.
You should have been called the juice man. And let's talk to Sally. Sally, you're on with Jack LaLanne.
Hi, Jack.
Hello, Sally. How are you?
Just fine. I am wanting to let you know that didn't you live off of Britton Lane in Santa Rosa?
Yes, we had a ranch. See, here's what happened. My brother and I bought a ranch for my mother. And she lived there for many years, and then she was unable to take care of the ranch. Then my brother and I bought it back from my mother. Then my brother didn't want to prove on it, so I bought it from my brother. And I kept it for many, many, many years, and we were one of the only pieces of property outside of the city limits. And finally, they wanted to have a housing development there, and we sold it.
But my brother used to go over and visit you all the time when he was younger, and I remember going over and sneaking up and checking on you. When we were little, we wanted to hear. I was very young. I mean, I was like, 8 and 9 years old. When you lived over there, it was, off of before Highway 12 was there.
That's right.
Yeah, it was kind of a neat thing when I finally saw you on TV. People still don't believe me here in Santa Rosa, but I knew you. I mean, I had personally met you,
yeah.
And it was quite an experience. And I was so shocked today when I heard that you were on the air because it was like, wow, deja vu.
Think of me. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you too, also.
Thanks for calling, Sally.
All people, wonderful doctor.
Sounds like a lot of people just wanted to look at Jack LaLanne.
What America is all about. The only thing you hear about America now is all the sludge, all this O.J. Simpson thing, all the negative sex, junk, failures in life. We should have more success things like this, like your program and all, right?
Well, we try and make it very positive for people. That's what this program's all about, for sure. And Jack, and I tell you, you've been one of the highlights of this program. Let's get Bill on the line. Bill, you're on with Jack LaLanne.
Thank you, doctor. Jack, I'm 66 years old. In 72, I went to 212 pounds, got diabetes. I'm down to 182, and I'm visually impaired. A lot of time on my hands. I can't get my waist. I got a 44-inch chest, but a 36-inch waist. But people tell me, be moderate. You're going to hurt yourself.
You know what you're doing? You're exceeding the feed limit. You know, doctor has a lot of good books out on weight reduction and all. Go along with this concept. You have to cut calories, period. But make sure those calories are quality.
Right.
Then you need a variety of food. When people are reducing, it's a lifestyle. It's just something you don't do for a month or 2 months. And you have to include in there more activity. Right?
Right.
And cut those calories down, eat natural foods in their natural state as much. Cut out all the eating between meal stuff. Or you know in your heart what you're doing wrong. Cut out the sugars and the oils, the fat. Cut that down to a minimum. And eat more natural foods, more fresh fruits and vegetables. And be sure and supplement your diet with good vitamins and minerals.
What about the exercise? Can a 66-year-old still get into it?
They've done tests with people plus 90 where they double their strength and double their endurance with a weight training program.
Wow.
So get in there. And each day you should do a little more. Start out easy. Swimming is probably one of the finest all-around exercise there is. You can do it by walking. There's so many good tapes out now on exercise. See, you have to make a little effort to help yourself. You know, God help them that help themselves.
Right.
You've got the knowledge out there. You make an effort to go get it and seek it out.
Thanks, Jack.
Hey, thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Dr. McDougall.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Thanks for calling. Well, I could have never heard anybody put it so clearly, Jack LaLanne. I mean, the information is out. You know, people know about clean habits. They know about exercise, and they're learning about what is right to eat. Now it's in their court, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And do you...
But people, they're like sheep. They need motivation. They need somebody to kind of kick them on the backside and hurt them along, you know.
Well, you've done that for years, and I appreciate the fact that you've never gotten tired of it, and I would guess it's because you get so much out of this by helping other people.
Well, it's my whole life. In my whole life, I never really thought of making money. I thought about helping somebody. It's a capitalistic country and my profession. If I help people, I'll be rewarded, but I don't use my energies and think of material gains. I think of helping that person, because that health lecture I went to as a young boy saved my life. If I hadn't gone to Paul Bragg's lecture when I was a 15, 14-year-old kid, I would not be here today. Absolutely, that is the truth.
And this has been a message of true happiness and how to gain it from Jack LaLanne. And I want to thank you very much, Jack. This is one of the best shows I've had an opportunity to do.
Hey, Doctor, I want to congratulate you, again, for your great show and for your being so articulate and youthful sounding and all. And
well, thank you, Jack. Well, I'm going to watch you when you're 80, 150,
yeah.
Okay?
May I say one thing to your audience? All you folks out there, remember, anything in life is possible. And it's never too late. And remember, God helps them that help themselves.
Thank you, Jack. I'm Dr. John McDougall. Look forward to joining you tomorrow. Bye-bye.